Now let us fight to free the world, to fulfill that promise. Let us all unite.
All right, welcome back, folks, here in the Corporation Nation. we're talking to Joe, and I think we lost Drew. I think we lost his connection. Hopefully he'll come back. Anyone else that wants, maybe you've had an experience before. And one of the things that they talked was, you know, how do you fuck stuff? And basically, I never thought about it. One guy, I can't remember, said that you just go to the city. You know, there's always in the city. That's exactly where we're in the very of the organs of the city. There's picks and stuff. Just go downtown city and open your eyes for a time. My God, the things you'll probably see, I've seen it now in Austin, for God's sake, if you guys listen, I'm going to be honest, major, the same feeling, only one time, if that tells you anything, 50 times worse, I felt drained, I still feel drained. Say, Jeff, so let's talk about these four different caverns that just walk through here. The what was... playing it, but it's only like a tomb, basically. All the symbology, had the elephant head, it had the, like, tiger lion head, it had, I think, a wolf's head, and it had something else, and then all along it were, again, these people, again, supporting, you know, looks like they're straining to support the arches of government. It was horrible. It was horrifying. I mean, I felt like I was in a ceremony room or something.
Well, and it was very,
it was 40 degrees
modern vernacular. It was very politically incorrect because by the elephant was obviously a sort of, you know, race. If you'll forgive, you know, you have the elephant and then you got what obviously Afro-American type or just African type folks holding up on their backs, quite literally, struggling, bent over. I mean, not just them, all of the ethnic four pillars that were represented there, but, you know, you've got the elephant and then that going on with this ethnic group, and then you've got wherever the, what, lion comes from, or, I mean, there was certainly one of the animals that we couldn't tell whether it was a dog, or I should say a wolf or a bear or whatever. And then, in fact, if you go on to some of the sites that I was trying to look stuff up, like, yeah, is it a wolf? A bear or a lion, they can't even figure out. But the point was, they had sort of iconic animals, and they had very distinct ethnic groups, four pillars, holding this stuff up. And again, if anyone's offended, just look it up, and I imagine Clinton will have this on a blog at some point. This ain't me. Go see it for yourself, you know? It's right there. And by the way, the area you're talking about, Clint, the cornerstone of the building's right in that room. Like, literally right there. And if anyone's into the Masonic stuff, the cornerstone is a big deal. And it was like 20-foot drop down to the cornerstone, but you could still see it. It was very, very weird. I mean, the guys are going woo on. Anyone want to doubt it, just head over there to the Philadelphia City Hall. You'll do it on a sunny day. Do it at 10 in the morning. You'll still see it.
Incredible. You can't. There's no words to describe it. Can only tell people the feeling because it's the it's the feeling that you get. It cannot possibly do it any justice. It's something you actually have to experience, and now I've experienced it. Man, I would not set foot back in that place ever in my life. I absolutely never again do I want to go back to that city. Ever. It was horrible.
Let's keep going with those four chambers.
Well, yeah, I mean, the one we walked in, one again, it went sort of got from bad to worse. The first one we walked in just had some snakes and some stuff like that. It wasn't so in your face, just pure evil. The last one we went in, I don't even know where to begin. But the most prominent thing that I noticed was, and it wasn't obvious, you had to really look at it. Thank God I had my glasses. On one side it was male, and one side it was female. On the one side, the man, it was a statue of a man coming out of the skin of some animal. I couldn't really tell what the animal was. And on the other side, it was a woman coming out of snake skin, reptilian skin.
And did you notice in both cases, they were doing the same thing as that other room we were referring to? They were holding up. They were arched over,
yeah,
holding up. like, I mean, people are going to listen to this and they're like, yeah, whatever, but they're making it look as if they're holding the building up. They're they're making the architecture and the sculpture is making it look like these icons, these sculptures are literally holding up from the foundation the building that this is being built on. And of course, that's a symbol and it's right in your face, but, in the one that you're referring to, Clint, it's like the male energy and the female energy, and that's very heavy-handed. It's even on some other things in that same room, but I'm pretty sure that's the same room where if you look at like four different points, almost not quite in the corners, but up high, there is something which I think some symbologists would call flat-out Baphomet. In other words, there were these goat heads. Like all in sort of two on one side, two on the other. And this was kind of a squarish, or whatever you want to call it. You know, it was a squared off room. So you got those guys up high looking down. You know, make of it what you will. It doesn't have to be Baphomet, but it's these goats with the horns, with a face that looks very much classical in the kinds of things you see with all that. And then you have these figures down below, one a sort of male energy side, or, you know, male progenitor side and female energy progenitor side on the other. They're both having to hold up the building, and the woman that's holding it up is kind of shedding out of something that looks snakeskin-like, and the guy who looks very much like a classical Greek power. I mean, they both do. All these people look very Greek, very sort of classical, muscular, what have you. He's holding up his side of the building with his male power, but he's coming out of a, who knows? You can't even see what the headpiece is. You can just see it's coming out of, like, he's shedding skin with claw arms on it.
Almost like a bear.
Wolf. Yeah. But again, how do you throw that one away? I mean, you might just say, well, it's classical art, or it's just, it's pretty heavy-handed. It's pretty, and I think the point's already been made. This stuff, though, be it sort of classical and muscular and this, it's really not pretty. It's really not beautiful. And the lighting and everything else, it's a very hellish kind of thing.
If you're down low, right?
Even if you're on the ground level, these people are like holding stuff that's up above them. So it's like you're down in the roots of a place where these powers are holding everything up. So it's a very strange.
And people are walking through this thing every day, just absolutely ignorant of what they see. I don't know. I think that really it was the consciousness of the symbology, knowing what these things refer to, the consciousness of the energy that was happening there that made it, you know, it was like a battle between light and dark in my body. It was mentally draining and challenging. And by the time we got out of there and got a little farther away, we were about ready to just collapse, man. We had one more place to see, though, which was, when we were in the conference, the guy said, talking about the Rodin Museum, and he said, hey, guess what? The Pope is going to be visiting the gates of hell in September of 2015. And we're like, what? So the Pope is going to visit the Museum of Art 2015, which, by the way, someone told us we were going to go to the Museum of Art, but by the time we got to that point, we were so exhausted and drained, we didn't want to do anything else. We had to sit down, have a drink, and eat, because, and then we're like, I don't want to see anymore. We didn't even recommend some of our party go to City Hall because it was too much. It was too harsh. So we're sitting there in front, and we finally say, all right, let's go to the gates of hell. It had closed already by that time, but we're at the Rodin Museum, right on the museum row there. But one guy also said, go to the museum, look in the back, because there's some statues you gotta see. So there's some statues of some guys there, and behind the saints, or behind the politicians, or whatever they're portrayed there, are the reptilian, like, lizards, you know, commanding them like puppets, and you know that's what they have in our Masonic lodge here in Salt Lake City, according to someone I know. So, you know, everything is just disturbing. Now, out in front of the Gates of Hell, which is the art museum exhibit, the Pope is going to come and visit. It's just funny, Pope is going to come visit the Gates of Hell, but. It's not funny, actually. It's sick. I say it's funny because it sounds funny, but it's actually true. And that is why he's coming here. He's coming here to visit the gates of commercial being, the gate to hell, the gate to the debtor's prison we call America. That is what that place is. I realize that now. I really understand that now in so much more detail, and it really makes me want to get the hell out of this thing, especially after seeing the way they treat people there.
And
so
after spending the entire day not seeing anything Christian, we did finally get to see Jesus walking on water.
Yes.
In a way, it was
bizarre because
making fun of Christianity and mocking Jesus, and this full time person who walks around with a white robe on and a.
Yeah, he had a staff. He was walking around in a very shallow fountain, so it looked like he was walking on water.
It was really creepy.
Yeah, he had a white robe on, and he was, you know, long hair, looking like the anthropomorphized Jesus. Yeah, and it was obviously not a spiritual thing. He was mocking, and that was the only sign of Christ we saw in the whole city.
And that's right between City Hall and the Gates of Hell.
Yeah, we couldn't miss it. No. Well, and so outside of the Gates of Hell, we had the three shades. We had the Thinker, we had Adam, and we had the Shade. And it was just body, mind, and soul. I don't know. And over the Gates of Hell, the three came together, like body, mind, and soul, in my opinion. And the only way to get in is if the three shades meet. And just disturbing stuff everywhere you go, folks. I mean, I apologized to these guards afterwards. I actually felt bad that I took them there because I was feeling horrible. I could see they felt horrible. All of our energy was sucked dry. We're all fighting to stay, I don't know. I don't know what the word is, in the light, in the positive. It was horrible.
Yeah, but I think all of us felt like we had to be there on that day, and we were there for a definite reason.
Yeah, I'm convinced that that's why this whole that this was the final chink in my armor that exposed the skin below. This was the final test for me. If this doesn't convince me to get out of this system and to do something about my own slavery to it, then I don't know what's going to do anything to me, because seeing it up close, folks, but I apologize, because you have to actually see it and feel it for yourself, and also to have someone to commiserate with there, you know, while you see it. Now, what was especially interesting to me, guys, and again, I'm not into this kind of stuff, but this was a real, real, real thing that happened. We were all standing in the parking lot by our cars, and so disturbed by what we'd saw. But we were standing about, seven or eight of us in a tight-knit circle at the end there, and smoking a joint. We needed to. It was so disturbing. And we noticed that even before, we were starting to feel warm for the first time. We were starting to have a good feeling, an energetic feeling. And we stood there for a while, and all of a sudden someone noticed, hey, I feel pretty good. And we started joking that it was because we were turning our backs on the city. You know, we had our backs turned to everything except ourselves, and we were making each other. We were protecting each other. And you know what? Damn, if that wasn't the truth. We joked about it, and someone broke the circle thinking it would be funny, just ha-ha. And as soon as that circle was broken, man, I don't know if you guys felt it, but my whole left leg and left side felt like it was it just got damaged or something. It was like the energy came rushing back in, and we everybody must have felt it, because we quickly you know, made the circle again. It was, I don't know how to explain this, folks. I really don't. I'm not used to this kind of feeling. I haven't felt like this since 9/11, honestly. An absolute mixture, perfect mixture of both satisfaction that what I've been saying has been correct, and now I know with my soul what's happening there, and also of horror, shock, and awe, pure and utter just dueling feelings. I've not felt this since 9/11. I really haven't. I haven't felt this horrible. I haven't felt this unenergetic. I was unable to do anything today. I really just couldn't write. I couldn't do anything. I don't know if you guys have been feeling that, but did you have the same experience?
Completely useless since I got home.
Yeah.
I've been working on the archives and not getting anywhere. But.
Joe? Joe, did we lose you? Uh-oh. Well, we have
Yeah, and you mentioned 9/11. It's a very similar feeling to it. Like you're completely helpless, and you can see it right in front of you, and it's
Hello?
Being hidden, and it's kind of like a hammer with a rubber glove hitting you. I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. Joe, you know, are you having troubles getting back to normal? I mean, are you still energetically drawn down?
No, it's kind of like, can you hear me?
Yeah, speak in your mic, though.
Pardon me?
Speak in the microphone.
Okay, trying. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, it's been very physical. It's like I've been beat up. Punched on.
Yeah, man, I even took a bath when I got home. I'm like, I fixed up some Epsom salts, and I'm like, I'm gonna soak this out of here, man. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Maybe some people have had similar experiences. Maybe people just want to call BS. I don't know. No idea how this is gonna be taken. This was like a support group for me. I feel like I need to verify what I saw. Let's go to Fred in Iowa. Welcome, Fred.
Hi, Clem. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, good to hear from you, Fred.
Oh, good. I don't know if you recalled our conversation 4 or 5 months ago when I told you that I got some books and taught myself self-hypnosis, and I hypnotized 5 women. Do you recall that?
I think so.
Well, I won't go on because I could go on for about 30 hours, and I wish I had the chance. But you guys were in a state of mind. In other words, if I will say, you know, you were close to the Lord, and you understood or seen this evil. Now, the people you said that were in there that were on their telephones and looking at the floor, they are the zombies, and they're getting it. Subliminal. Now listen to me and get your pencil ready and write this down, and I'm serious as a heart attack. The secret behind secret societies. Walter Weith, V-E-I-T-H. It will take you clear back to the Tower of Babel. All of these signs right up through, and you'll understand them in detail. And I can empathize, and I understand the feelings that your group has. I'm serious, Clint. That's all for now. I'll talk to you later.
All right, my friend. Secret behind secret societies? Well, do you? I recognize the name, Walter. I've heard his stuff before. Let's go to Sovereign Man. Sovereign Man, welcome.
Greetings. I'd recommend Walter J. Byte, but actually I would recommend the 37-part series called Total Onslaught.
Yes.
That's the one to watch. I posted a link in the chat to Riddles in Stone, The Secret of America's Beginnings. And that they run a whole series of America's Secret Beginnings. I believe that's what it's called. And it really goes into it. Actually, it has to do with the ley lines in the 33rd parallel.
Right.
It goes all the way over to, and these are actually are vortices where they have set these cornerstones. And in essence, those rooms, I believe they were where they were invoking spirit. And, I hope you guys prayed before you went on that tour.
We really should have.
Yeah. Well, maybe Yahweh in 2016 will get to take that tour again, you know, and I'll be able to be present. Because that's what you got to do when you go into Philadelphia.
The filth of Delphia.
Yeah, the oracle is right there. You're in it. You were standing in it. You didn't even realize it. It was like, just imagine this, Clint. If there was, I don't know if you've seen the Eyes Wide Shut video.
Sure.
Yeah, the Kubrick movie that they believe that's why they killed him, because he let the cat out of the bag somewhat.
Yeah.
There's probably a lot of energy and a lot of blood that was spilt in that room you were standing in.
I guarantee it, man. Like you said, the temperature in the one section literally dropped, and it was open air. And it wasn't closed off. It was open air, and it dropped 40 degrees.
Oh, yeah. Now, the people think it's all hocus-pocus and Ouija or whatever, but it's a spiritual battle for our very hearts, minds, and souls. And if you're not wearing armor, you will fall under the spell. There's no doubt. You will be attacked. Because if you're a seeker of the truth, you are the biggest threat to what they're doing.
Tell you, man, they recognized us.
Mm-hmm. Sure. But see, if you guys would have came together and prayed against it, you would have been triumphant, brother. That's the problem. You need to come together.
I at this point, I'm going to agree with you.
Yeah.
Like you said, when we were standing in that circle, man, and we felt each other's presence, and we had that shared experience, we were probably unknowingly doing just that.
Yeah, it was actually feeding on you and attacking you at the same time. Yeah, like when the wars occur, because we all know that the wars are contrivance, and that the wars are actually, occult symbolism put on the sacrifice, and they send them out to the battlefield to feed their deity, i.e. Lucifer, that blood that it requires. And they say that actually there's a cloud or a consciousness that becomes present over the battlefield.
Did you ever see an old movie that they made? It was a cartoon. It was called Wizards?
It came out around the same time as heavy metal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's kind of what that reminds me of, you know. It was about technology and how the sound could be used, and the video imagery and all the imagery could be used to thwart the other side. And yeah, man, absolutely.
Yeah, it's all predictive programming.
Well, that was one of the other things, guys, that I think that I noticed especially, and maybe not so much you guys, but the notion of all the words and the symbols, all the brand naming and all of the stuff. I mean, half the billboards looked like they were right out of They Live. The symbolry, every letter is a symbol in the English language, and all the symbols and all the corporate branding and logos. All of that reflects all of these symbols, and now I really understand that too. Like, I really understand that the reason people aren't seeing things so blatantly in their face as these statues and stuff that we were seeing is because it's also being used in every single product that we buy.
Yeah. Were you able to take the tour with Freeman? Because Freeman has a lot of knowledge as far as the symbolism and the occult right in your face, hidden in plain view.
Oh, yeah. No, we didn't get a chance. I didn't get a chance to actually connect with any of those guys, so it was just us taking it in. And it couldn't have been any more perfect, I don't think, than it was. So whatever happened was, in my opinion, these guys' opinion, supposed to happen.
Yeah. Nothing happened, there's no such thing as coincidence, right? Divine.
No, no, and who, you know, I told people to meet us down there, and some people said, well, if you're not organized, if you don't know where exactly you're going, we're not going to go. And guess what? They didn't show up. And if they would have showed up, it probably would have gone differently. Whatever happened was meant to happen. I swear it, man. I was meant to see what I saw with these guys and bond with these super wonderful
people. Were you guys able to capture any imagery?
Yes, absolutely. I'm waiting for Drew and for another guy up in Canada named Stubbs. He's supposed to hopefully send me his
pictures. And kudos going out to Drew for maintaining the Corporation Nation archives. We really appreciate what you do there, Drew.
No problem. Thanks. There's a one picture on the archives now of the guy peeling off his animal suit, or the other way around. Anyway, it's on the archive site now.
Drew also put up my, I didn't know he had it actually, he put up my little speech at the conferences up there on Corporation Nation Radio Archives.wordpress.com. And, I was just reading from my little, you know, PowerPoint presentation, but you can listen to the presentation if you want. It got cut a little short, which was a little upsetting, but, we were off track, but. Anyway, thanks for the call, my friend, and we will be back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically, and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Is this real, or is this just a ride? The world is like a ride. Think it's real, it's just a ride. We can change it anytime we want. It's only the choice between fear and love. The world is like a ride. Think it's real, it's just a ride. We can change it anytime we want. It's only the choice between fear and love. The tide goes up and down, round and round. It has thrills and chills, and it's very brightly colored. It's up and down.
All right, folks, welcome back. Good times. Hey, guys, any other things that we missed talking about? I mean, you know, what do you say when the security guard in front of the U.S. Custom House tells you USA stands for under Satan's authority? That's pretty hard to forget, isn't it?
Yep.
Well, I would actually thank that guy, because that's about where that tour turned that direction.
In fact, I
would almost call that the official beginning of where the tour took that detour, or maybe not even a detour, right into the heart of the darkness, which we had to lighten up by going over to the gates of hell, which luckily we couldn't get into completely.
Exactly. Gates of hell was about the least disturbing thing, if that tells you something, right? Yeah. Let's go. All right, we got someone who's saying it's Lilith in New York, but I think it's someone else. Lilith, welcome to the show.
Lilith from upstate New York. How do you like that?
John, good of you to call, man.
Well, it's not only John. I'm over another person's house right now, too.
Aerosol farmers here.
Oh, no. These the other guys. This is Pete and John. Yeah, these guys. Wonderful, 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 wonderful specimens of man. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey, what's going on?
How's it going?
Did we miss anything?
The people going insane on the right-hand side of the gates of hell.
Oh, the one guy, yeah. That was drawing in the dirt.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Can't miss that, huh?
Yeah, that was a little strange.
Yeah, we're walking back from the Gates of Hell exhibit to sounds so funny to well into back into hell, I guess, and there was just a guy on the side of the road, and the best way I could describe it is he was possessed, and he was had a stick and he was writing in the dirt and he was making this weird language and fun. And we passed him up, we're looking at him, and I'm like, no, I got to stop, you know, it's me, I got to stop and see if he needs help. And he said, no, I'm fine, man, I'm fine, all's good, it's all good. So he was like, I don't know how to, but it was par for the course, what you'd expect to see. It was, I mean, this place, it was organized chaos in a strange way, wasn't it?
It was like they lived with the people sneering at us. It was just crazy.
Well, I felt sorry for you, Pete, man. You before we even got over to City Hall, you were feeling bad, weren't you?
I could feel the ley line. I could feel the power there. It was an intense place. That one corridor that was cold, I'm pretty sure some bad stuff has happened there. It was a very, you know, evil place. I was very glad to get home.
Yeah, well, me too, trust me. I think we all felt that way. I think we all wanted to be back in our warm beds and away from that place, man.
I did. I am glad that we went, and I am glad that I experienced that, because I think I underestimated, you know, evil. But I also think that, like, the guy drawing in the ground, you know, they felt that they needed to you know, let it known that we were there, you know, that they knew we were there. So they were intimidated a little bit just by 9 people paying attention.
Yeah, it did feel like that. It really did. guys, yeah, I don't know what to say, man. There is just no way that we can stress how the what we're trying to say. There's just no way to put this into words. It's impossible. You actually have to go there. And I would never want to go back there again, but I'm like, you have to go there, folks. You're going to have to experience it and be aware of it and see it for yourself in order to actually get what we're saying.
And don't walk in the ceremonial circle at the crossroads. I couldn't believe you guys kept walking through that. It was driving me crazy. It was driving me nuts. You guys kept walking through that.
Yeah, well, I know. I don't know what to say. We were so enamored and taken aback by the stuff that, you know, how did you guys feel as we were leaving?
I felt really good in the parking lot. Yep. And I really didn't feel comfortable until I was within 20 miles of my house. I'm glad I was following a cop.
Yeah.
Wow. That was, haven't had that feeling in a while, huh?
He was actually speeding home, too. I couldn't believe how fast he was driving.
Well, it was certainly a pleasure and a lifelong memorable experience for myself to meet you guys, spend so much time out there. It was wonderful talking and just hanging out and eating and doing all that. It was great, man. I really appreciate you guys coming out.
Oh yeah, we had a great time.
I'll send some pictures. I have some. The real dark places I had a tough time taking pictures of, but I got some interesting pictures, especially around the Gates of Hell and many fasci pictures. So it was pretty.
Oh yeah, the hidden fasci on the statues. Oh, yeah.
Loads of them, yeah. And all kinds of scrolls, like they were so happy that we got it down on paper that they're slaves. They were dancing that first guy that we saw, the signer. He was like, whoa, we got it down on paper, they're slaves.
Yeah.
So we had a very interesting conversation with Rajul on the way home.
Yeah.
And we need to share with you sometime offline a little bit.
Offline, huh?
Yeah. It's a little bizarre, a little far out for this conversation, I think.
All right. Well, after Monday, I don't think anything is far out anymore. At this point, I'm a true believer, man.
Keith came up. I guess you could. The cliche thing that his awakening was through the occult and that route, and he says that guy was actually drawing sigils into the ground.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we've also come to realize that him, myself, and John, I don't know how we all ended up riding home together and telling our stories, but we've all had a near-death or out-of-body death experience in our lives, both Rajul and I as children. So it was pretty crazy.
Well, like I said, man, meant to be.
Yeah, the whole weekend felt like providence to me. It just seemed like I met the people that I wanted down there to meet and,
make new friends, new lifelong friends. That's it.
I feel a lot more powerful and stronger than I was before.
Well, dude, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I don't think we have a choice but to be friends, and not just friends, but commiserating friends.
I agree.
I mean, you're my support group for this because you're the only ones that experienced it, right?
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
It was an amazing thing.
It's kind of
to work on.
Going against the radio, sorry to the listeners, but hey, support group, good to hear from Pete and John.
Yeah.
And already hearing from Drew, so I mean, those guys were definitely my core, and I'm afraid you've actually identified it, Clint. It is a support group, and only we know what we experienced, right?
Yeah, and anybody that does go, man, I say don't go alone. Take someone that you can talk to and that's open to, you know, and that's conscious, because it's the consciousness. And I'll say it, man, it's that Christ consciousness, the God consciousness of what nature is and is not, consciousness of symbology, symbols, words, letters, meanings. You better have someone with you that you can talk to and gain some spiritual energy from and support, because I mean, you know, for me to say this, guys, this is just not how I usually talk. It's not how I usually, you know, express myself, but this was a spiritually uplifting experience, even though, in fact, it was a killer of spirituality. It really and truly has changed my life. That's all I can say.
I have to agree with you. I came home. I literally came home a new person. I really am a new person right now. I totally feel different than before I went down. And it's because of all you guys. But really, because of meeting all you guys, meeting some like-minded people. I'm sure there's a lot of people listening to your show going, oh, God, who's in my area? Well, look at me and Pete. We lived that far away. We didn't know each other before we went down there.
Now you're drinking beers.
Only Pete. He doesn't drink.
Gin. I drink gin.
I know, man. Hey, well, so let's see. I don't know if my board up can handle it. Let's go out a little bit and see if we can get another caller on here. Keep you guys on and see if we can get Gary in Arkansas. If not, let me know.
Hi, Clint, and your gentleman friends there. There was a question that was burning in my mind early on in the program, and it was kind of touched on by some of the callers and you people. But this statement, USA thing under Satan's authority, was that said by your tour guide leader?
That was said by a security guard standing in front, a black security guard standing in front of the U.S. Customs House while we were taking photos of the building.
Oh, okay. The real question that came to my mind early on in the program was, you guys are like-minded and spiritually of the same, what I want to call, thinking, and certainly not of the dark side, and that your sheer numbers of like-minded people together, I'm wondering from a conscious standpoint that your consciousness butted heads with the consciousness of the tour guide, who may be willingly, unwillingly, or unknowingly plugged into the dark side. Do you think there might have been something going there?
There was no tour guide. We were all lost. We went around. We said, "Let's just go where the spirit takes us." We had no guide. We were simply taking it all in. God was our guide.
Sounds to me like that's not a place to go alone. That sounds to me
like you need safety
in numbers.
Nope. Absolutely
not. I would
not
recommend that to any individual.
Yeah. One other kind of quick comment that was kind of touched on. I'm well aware of the energy vortexes, the ley lines. I've heard that discussed at length. And you'll notice a lot of the old cathedrals and stone monoliths and everything were built on these ley lines. And this 33-degree parallel. You suppose you guys were standing on a vortex connected directly to hell itself?
We are absolutely, I'm absolutely certain I was standing on something unnatural or natural in a way that I don't understand it. What about you guys?
Yeah, we were on ley lines. No, no doubt about it. And it's, you know, you have to experience this stuff because I try to be very critical and what have you, but once you experience it, it gets hard to deny. So then you have to go for answers, and yes, energy moves, it moves on ley lines. The symbols that we saw, they impart some kind of energetic change. And the only way you can get there is to experience it. And I got to tell you, I've been a holdout skeptical of this kind of stuff, but you got 12 good people, they're all having very similar reactions, and whatever, well, I think it's the same caller. We were just sheep going into the wolf's territory, you know? I mean, just some kind of good...
That probably was an awfully large mouthful.
Good energy, but very naive and not really knowing what they were doing, going into a very, very heavy, dark place. And only experiencing it firsthand could I even say that. And I think there is something about what the caller is saying. We were all together with our naive, positive energy and... But conscious energy, whatever that means, and
awareness.
I think,
yeah, it was something. And I say again, I've heard Freeman, I've heard all kinds of people talk about it. But I say you must go. I mean, I don't want anybody to go there, but I say you almost have to. You almost have to go there and experience the feeling of awareness of it and how it defeats you before you can understand it. You can see all the pictures you want, but until you experience it. Like we experienced it, there's no talking about it. It doesn't do any good. That's why nobody gets convinced when you talk to them about it.
Well, I think that wolf you were talking about got probably a little bit more than he could swallow, having 12 of you like-minded people throwing that slug of positive energy into that hole of negativity, and that's about all I got to say.
I know. All right, man. Thanks for the call. I agree. I think we were projecting something that was completely foreign to that place, and people were picking up on it. Because we didn't belong there, folks. You agree?
Absolutely. Incredible. That it turned out as well as it did, you know.
That we weren't harassed or anything? I know, man.
Crazy, we were harassed.
Say again?
I said we were harassed by the one security guard. That's the only time I think we were harassed.
I don't know. It was an intimidating place anyways. Some of the looks and the sneers that some of those politicians and people that worked in that city office were giving us was an intense place.
Yeah.
And, they definitely recognized us as something different. And,
Dude, I don't even want to think about it. It's giving me the chills right now, folks. I don't know what to say, man. Let's go to Fred and
John. And my wife. I'm like silent. I'm doing great.
Dude, feel the love, man. Fred in Michigan, welcome to the show. Oh, no Fred. All right. Well, I hear some music, so we're going to take a break. Just a quick segment after this. And, man, thanks, guys, for calling in today. We'll be back.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of micro plant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Folks, drives me crazy. And of course, the Delphi, the Oracle of Delphi, which is what our last caller was speaking of. The Oracle of Delphi, as in Philadelphia. In classic antiquity, an oracle, listen to this, folks, an oracle was a person or agency considered to provide wise counsel or prophetic predictions inspired by the gods, such as a form of divination. Agency, oracle, agency. Isn't that interesting? Last caller of the night will be, looks like, Fred in Michigan. Welcome, Fred.
Welcome back, Clint.
Thanks, man. Barely made it
back.
It's my soul.
Oh, man. Well, when I was growing up, I think there was a series called Our Man Flint on TV. So I nominate you as Our Man Clint, okay? and hearing this, I had, it tweaked my memory, of Philadelphia, in that, brotherly love. Well, of course, the master of disaster, Satan, Lucifer, and it's the, what I call a Juciferian, Talmudic serpent semenite bomb bag operatives that run the show at all levels. I'm surprised there's not a version of the Georgia Guidestones there. Maybe what we need to do is, interface with some of the locals, maybe even art, maybe as a, I don't know, some sort of a, antidote, force the issue on erecting the Ten Commandments or something like that. But, Michael Hoffman, I got to thinking, he authored a book, Judaism's Strange Gods, also Secret Societies and Psychological Warfare. whenever I've encountered an overwhelming feeling or sense of evil or presence, I simply reflect on the fact that we are creations of the great I Am, the great heavenly Creator, Savior, Father, and Son, whom I've, way back when I was in Roman Catholic grade school, one of the nuns, who seemed to be a mystic, she directed us to, when we prayed, that we should pray to the she said, heavenly, majestic, Creator, Savior, Father, Son, Yahweh, Yahshua. She didn't say Jesus, she said Yahweh, Yahshua. And she explained that. And then recently, there's this guy, Classic Redneck Radio, who comes on. You guys should check this guy out. This is the first reincarnation of that woman, that nun that I had in grade school, who actually used Yahweh Yahshua for the Father's name. There's power in that name, fellas. Absolutely power. And we
you're supposed to say a prayer to Christ, actually, when you're having sleep paralysis as well. They say that takes away the demon or the demonic presence that you feel, and I've been a victim of that. Wherever I slept, where someone had died before, I had sleep paralysis. Very scary thing. Wow. But hey, guys, thanks for joining me tonight. Again, we had Drew, we had Joe, we had John, and we had, who did I miss? Pete. You guys, man, I will never forget our trip, and I don't think you will either. So thanks a lot. All right, guys, we'll be back tomorrow. Take care, and be careful out there, because this is real. Take care.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to